came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise. Hi, this is your life strategist, Steve Harris. How's it going? I'm doing good, doing pretty good. We're talking about the series Life is a Week. If you remember, I've been sharing this podcast for a while, and just sharing some of my thoughts on what I consider to be important at this time for us as young people to be able to know how to effectively manage and use our life for something that's worthwhile. All right, so if you remember, if you've caught the podcast before, just check it out on www.imsteveharris.com. That's IamsteveHarris. All right. We've been talking about life as a week, and that came from the scripture where it says, teach us to number our days so that we can apply ourselves to wisdom. And I thought about it, and I said, hey, you know, if life is a week of days, like 7 days in a week, you know what I mean? Your Monday would be 0 to 10. Your Tuesday would be 11 to 20. Wednesday would be 21 to 30. Thursday would be 31 to 40. Friday would be 41 to 50. Saturday would be 51 to 60. And Sunday would be 61 to 70. And if you live anything above 70, as far as I'm concerned, that's a public holiday. All right. So over the podcast, we've been dealing with Monday and Tuesday. And today we're going to be dealing with Wednesday. But before we get into Wednesday, hey, let me just recap and just share for the benefit of those who may be getting this podcast for the very first time, talking about the Monday and Tuesday. Okay. So I said Monday is the season of discovery. All right. And in that season, you're supposed to be able to discover what God created you to do. Now, most and generally, many of us listening to this podcast have never been able to discover our gifts on the Monday. In fact, most and generally, we tend to discover it on Wednesday or probably even on Thursday. All right. But the responsibility, the onus falls on our parents. Now, if you're a parent listening to this podcast, if you got a kid or kids, it's your responsibility to make sure that you are able to identify what your kids' giftings, talents, and abilities may be. Because it says in scripture, the train of a child in the way that the child should go, or the way the child was created to go, and when they grow up, they will not depart or turn away from that direction. All right, so it's your responsibility to help find what your kids' giftings may be. Now, how do you determine what you're created to do? Very simple. I said this before. Get the podcast. I said this before. You're able to discover in terms of your passion and your problem. So number one, your passion. What are you passionate about? You know, what are you great at? What comes to you naturally? What's your natural habitat? You know, I gave the analogy that fish don't take swimming lessons and birds don't go to flight school. You know what I'm saying? You know, it comes to them naturally and they do it and they're wired and fired for it. What are you wired and fired for? Number two, what is your problem? Let me put it like this. What frustrates you when it's poorly done? So it's when something isn't done right, it just drives you crazy. It drives you barmy. You know what I mean? Because you feel that it could have been done better by you, but you're not in the opportunity or position to be able to do something about it. You just get frustrated. You know, it gets your goat. It gets you upset. That's an inkling to what you're created for. So sit down, discover what you're great at, and, you know, begin to work in that line. I got to move on. Number two, we talked about Tuesday being the season of practice. All right. Now, once you've been able to discover what you've been good at or what you were created to do, then you've got to be able to practice. Whatever you don't practice will not be perfected. You know, the saying goes, practice makes perfect, and whatever becomes perfect will eventually invariably become permanent. So you've got to be able to practice. What are you good at? It's not enough to be able to sing. You've got to work on your diction. You've got to work on your inflections. You've got to work in your tone. You've got to be able to modulate. You've got to be, you know what I'm saying? All those kind of things. If you, you know, you want to be a writer, put some stuff out on Twitter or Facebook. People read what you got and determine how good or bad a writer you are. You've got to practice. Any skill you have can be built. It's like a muscle. You know what I mean? You got to work it. You've got to build it and build it and build it. All right, moving on. Get it. We've got a Monday and Tuesday out of the way. That's in our past. We're dealing with Wednesday today, okay? You know, Wednesday is the season of performance. I'm going to say that again. Wednesday is the season of performance. Now, that is your time frame between 21 to 30. Now, I recognize that many of us who are listening to this podcast probably have jobs. You know, you're doing stuff already. You're probably working in a bank or an oil and gas company or a telecoms firm and all that stuff. and you have the responsibility, you have real life issues to deal with. So I'm not asking you to leave your job or any of those things, but I'm saying, irrespective of what you do, it is imperative that you discover what God created you to do, because that invariably is what will give you true fulfillment at the end of the day. You know, I've met way too many people, bankers, people in different organizations who, you know, they've worked for a while, they're making the money, they're driving the nice cars, but they hate what they do. You cannot afford to get into that situation, but I gotta move on. All right, Wednesday is the season of performance. Now, I'm just going to, off the top of my head, talk about a few people who are in their season of performance. They've discovered their gift, they've practiced their gift, and now they're performing in with their gift. So we have people like Toyosi Akirede, the executive director of the Rise Networks. I remember when I met Toyosi for the very first time, she was still in the Department of Law in the University of Jos, and she would come all the way to Lagos, to VGC, to interview Fela. And I remember she had this great idea of a magazine called Rise, and it seemed small, and I used to wonder, I mean, what is it about this girl who would come all the way from Jos every other day to come and sit with us at VGC? But she saw something greater. She saw that she had discovered her gift. She recognized that, you know, she wanted to be able to make change, and she found out that, hey, the change I want to be able to make in life will not be sustained if I am a lawyer. Right, and she was able to pay the price. And today, Toyosi is fantastic. She's all over the place. She's literally one of Nigeria's celebrated youth ambassadors. All right, and she's doing us proud. She's been able to discover what she's great at. She's practiced it, and today she has a thriving business. All right, so that's Toyosi. You can look her up, Toyosi Akirele. Fantastic work she's doing out there. Shout out. All right, moving on. Number two, I got Wizkid. All right, you know, remember Wizkid? Yeah, holla at your boy. Yo, Weezy. And he discovered his gift. He's worked his gift. And today, you know, we buy his CDs and traffic. Love him or hate him, you cannot ignore him. The boy has results. Pardon me. The young man has results. And he's in a season of performance. All right? He's working his gift. He's honed his skills. And today, he has concerts and shows all over the place, man, and he's doing well, doing really, really great. So you've got to be able to think about it. You know, there are so many other people I can mention, but think about it this way. Pursuits is proof of desire. You know, too many young people have great ideas, great passion, but they're not willing to pay the price. Think about it. If Toyosi was going to tell you what she went through to convince her mom that she was going to leave law and focus on a magazine, which today has become the biggest youth event, literally the granddaddy of all youth events in Nigeria, her folks weren't going to have it. But she believed in what she saw. She was willing to pay the price. Now, too many young people, unfortunately, have a lot of bluff and bluster, but they're not ready to, you know, put the pedal to the metal. When the rubber, you know, meets the road, they're not ready. Wizkid, I hear he dropped out of school. Now, I don't know if that's true, but hey, dropouts in the building. You know, I hear he dropped out of school to pursue his career, and he's doing fantastically well. What, you know, let me put it like this. How badly do you want it? This change you've been talking about, this dream, this great hope, future, that, you know, the great things you've been talking about, how badly do you really, really want it? Are you willing to pay the price? And I always like to put it this way. Pursuits is proof of desire. I'm going to say that again. Pursuits is proof of desire. Now, what does that mean? Very simple. I can tell how much you want something by two things. Number one, what you're willing to do, legitimately, preferably, to get it. And number two, what you're willing to give up to get it. I'm going to say that again. What you're willing to do to get it. And number two, what you're willing to give up to get it. So what are you willing to do to get your dreams? Number one. Number two, what are you willing to give up to get your dreams? So Toyosi gave up what could have been a lucrative law career. Now, please, just in case you don't know, she also got a job in an oil company. I'm not going to mention the name. And she was going to be paid a heck of a lot of money. This company said, listen, rather than focus on your dreams and vision, come and work with us. We will give you all the platform you need. And she thought about it. And I remember she talked to me about it. You know, she thought about it for a while. And she looked at it and she said, no, that my dream is greater than what any oil company can pay me. And today, trust me, she is doing phenomenally well. Wizkid dropped out of school, probably, as I hear, I'm not entirely sure, you know, to pursue his career in music. And he's doing fantastically well. Hey, Steve Harris, you're listening to me. I'm a two-time college dropout, man. All right? And I focused on what I wanted to do. And listen, it's not just talk for us. We've put our money where our mouth is. You know, the rubber's hit the road, the shit's hit the fan, and we're doing what we have to do. And now we are in the season of performance. Now, so don't just go talk about what you want to do. If you're not ready to put you know, your hands to work, just don't even do it. Don't even go in that direction. Wednesday is the season of performance. Wednesday is hump week. You know what I mean? It's the middle of the week. We're nearing the weekend. If you haven't discovered what you're supposed to do, if you haven't practiced it, let me help you understand, man, you are running out of time. We don't have time to waste. This is the time for you to, you know, sit down, be introspective, take personality assessments, you know, go for counsel, you know, do some stuff and discover you. Because listen, man, let me help you understand, whatever you do not discover, you cannot and will not recover. I'm going to say that again. Whatever you don't discover about yourself, you will not be able to recover about yourself. Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, all these guys that we celebrate, they are in the season of performance. How old is Ronaldo? I hear he's about 25 or 26. Messi's about 25, about the same thing. These guys are in their season of performance. Now, if you're listening to me out there, if you're 21, 22, 23, you are in Wednesday morning. If you're 25, you're Wednesday afternoon. If you're towards 27 to 30, you are in your Wednesday evening. You know what I'm saying? So you've got to be able to hurry. I need you to be more disciplined. I need you to work on yourself. I need you to pay the price. Don't talk about it. Listen, don't talk about what you're going to do. Do it and let other people talk about it. Oh, you didn't hear me what I said. Don't talk about what you're going to do. Do it and let other people talk about it. All right, so you've talked about your dreams. Any dream without a deadline is dead. It's not going to happen. Did you hear me what I said? Any dream without a deadline is dead. It will not happen. So I need you to put your money where your mouth is. The rubber's about to meet the road. Will you be ready? You know what I'm saying? Will you be ready? Do you have what it takes? This is the season of performance. This ain't the time to, you know, sag your jeans and, you know, walk with swag in your step. Listen, man, that's not the way to go. This is the time for you to be able to determine what you're going to do with your life because you're in hump week. You know what I'm saying? The weekend is almost here. We're in the middle of the week. Wednesday is the middle of the week. So you've got to work it out. We don't have too much time. Thursday, Friday. And remember what I said in the last podcast? You have no business working on the weekend. You have no business working on Saturday and Sunday. Now, if you want to work on the weekend, it should be by choice, not because you have to. You hear me what I say? The fact that you work on the weekend should be by choice and not by force. So Wednesday is the season of performance. I need you to perform this week, this season. I need you to look at what it is you're great at and start performing. Work your skill. Keep working at it. Keep working at it. I made my first million in my season of performance. I was 30 years old. Imagine Wednesday nights, 30 years old. Right now I'm 33. But I've discovered the skills that can help me do this on a consistent level. Now that's what I need you to do. This is season of performance. Don't mess it up. Don't waste it. You will not get a do-over. You will not get a second try. This is your season of performance. I believe you can do it. I believe you have what it takes, and I want you to go for it. Listen, man, go for it. If you're listening to this podcast with someone, punch him in the chest and tell him, go for it, man. This is it, man. This is it. I want you to go get it. This is your season of performance. Make it count. This is your life strategist, Steve Harris, saying to you, it's not what you don't have that limits you. It's what you have, but you don't know how to use. I hope you find it, I hope you work it, and I hope you use it. God bless you. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. I came